And he's DMH Mobile. Hey, DMH Mobile, Benton County.
KI7QMD Mobile listing on 190.
Good morning, Rick. Take it, you're headed over to, or up to Harbor Springs this morning?
That would be correct. That would be correct. Where are you heading off to today?
I'm in the depths of Benzie County right now, somewhere on, I think this is Cinder Road, yeah, Cinder Road. Headed towards Manistee. Usually I take 31 down, but it's really dark and everyone's headlights are blinding me, so. Back roads it is today.
Probably not a bad plan. All you gotta do is watch out for the crazy gear, so. I had a strange occurrence today at the intersection of Plum Valley and the 131. I'm sitting there, too deep, on a left turn, I catch something out of the corner of my right eye, and there's this old guy on a bicycle with a headlamp on, passing me on the right-hand side, turning onto the 131 going south.
Oh, that's special. Can't say I've seen that before, especially around this time of year. Was it like a full-size tricycle or like a little tricycle?
It was one of them old people tricycles, you know, the tricycle with the basket kind of a thing. But he's got, his headlamp was his headlight, and he was just cruising along, and no, I was not drinking.
Well, you might not be, but he might be.
He'd have to be tanked up on Yukon Jack on a day like today, so, well, yeah, it was the most interesting thing I ever seen, but Plum Valley does come out in the middle of, Chaska and Mansalona, so that might explain some of it.
Yeah, that's all you gotta say is you're in Kalkaska or Antrim County along 131, and I already kind of figure out something weird's gonna happen around there anyway.
Oh man. Anyway, so hey, the snow finally gave up a little bit up here. I'm getting a little further north, but yeah, it's been crazy. It's been real crazy. Hey, I got a question for you. One of our properties in Harbor Springs, I've been approached by a cell tower company to put a tower on our property. I'm going to take a break here. Hang on. Okay, back in. I'm curious. They have the single pole type or some kind of, I don't know, you call it lattice or whatever type towers. Any benefit to trying to get them to put a couple VHF antennas up there, or anything like that?
Yes, always. Yeah, that would be beneficial. I'll shoot you an email. That would be pretty helpful. Let me get in contact with some of our other guys. Yeah, that would be useful.
Yeah, I was curious about, you know, a lot of those cell towers don't have a shack or a building, and this property is technically in floodplain, even though it's never flooded, I didn't know if there's equipment small enough, you know, to mount in a cabinet or whatever at the base of one of those things, that kind of stuff. But just out of curiosity. So yeah, do that. I'm curious. I'm gonna start talking to them, have the lawyer look over their contract, stuff like that. But they make it real easy. They pay you money up front, and they give you rent, that kind of stuff. So I thought And one of the things I was thinking, we use OTEC for a business radio repeater in Harbor Springs. I'm wondering, you know, what's the challenge if the company wanted to have their own repeater and maintain it themselves or something. So anyway, look forward to some info on that. But I'm passing the Cooter Field, and I can see where I'm going. The snow's kind of stopped.
Yeah, good deal there. I currently can't see where I'm going because I have, you know, the abomination of a GM vehicle behind me that's got modern production headlights and he doesn't know how to keep a decent following distance. Unfortunately, vehicle manufacturers, they need to bring back the yellow. And then everybody else that has yellow headlights needs to replace their low beams when they go out instead of, you know, using their high beams as an alternative to their headlights, because that just makes them an a-hole too. How about that? It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think if, it's not that hard to design lights that have a clear top limit to them so that you're illuminating only the road and not people's faces. And then, you know, only use high beams in emergencies. But I know you could direct all that light to the level of the road and it wouldn't blind people. But no, they gotta have that splash of light all over the place.
Oh yeah, it's really annoying. Like, and here's the other thing. My personal vehicle, 20 years old, mind you, right? It's got normal halogen headlights. It's actually brighter than the LED projection headlights that are on my modern work vehicle, which is a Chevy Equinox, right? It doesn't blind everybody in front of me, and they're brighter. It also features fog lights. And the fog lights I only turn on when, you know, I need them. And that's how it should be, not just driving with fog lights on all of the time, because those don't actually have a clear top cut to them. They just kind of spread light flexes, you know? And, I don't know. It's a very sensitive topic to me. You know, with how much I drive everywhere, and with how much, even people that have older vehicles with typical, you know, normal halogen headlights, right? The ones that scatter, they'll lift their vehicles or, you know, something like that. They don't realign the headlights. Like, if you are modifying your suspension, raising it higher than what factory specification is, you need to realign your headlights. Nobody does that. Or they put LED bulbs in halogen housings, which is another problem because, well, the light is not actually originating from the original location of the halogen bulb, which completely screws up the way that the housing spreads the light, causing it to, you know, blind everybody. And it's just... There's a reason why those LED lights are not legal for road use. It even says it on the packaging.
I'm with you. There's a whole lot of engineering out there that could be beneficial. I mean, even the color of the light makes a difference. You know, I remember my wife's Mini was really kind of cool because it had auto leveling lights, so it kept the line below, you know, people's faces. My Subaru does the corner thing, which is kind of trick, but, you know, they could also auto-level the stuff, too, so that they're not up high. But, yeah, we're not taking advantage of technology and good engineering in things like headlights and, you know, driving benefits. I mean, my buddy in Arizona, he and I four-wheel a lot, and one of his pickup trucks. He tows animals up in the mountains, and he's worried about elk jumping out in front of him. So he replaced the screen in his dashboard with a screen about the size of a laptop and put in forward-looking infrared. So he can watch ahead for animals coming out of the woods. And we were driving one night on a real dark road. I said, can you put the lights off and drive with that thing? He said, yeah, watch. It was kind of cool. You can see everything, even the lines in the road.
Oh, wow. That's a useful tool right there. Oh, man. But, in my opinion, yellow headlights need to come back. And I don't have a problem with projection housing. They just need to be designed to either, like you were saying, auto level, or just align them properly so that they don't blind everybody. It's not very hard. Heck, my car even had a projection option with xenon bulbs. And they had auto-leveling back in 2005. Like, it's not new technology. It's not hard technology. It just needs to be implemented. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and you get the crazy, back door garage mechanics that go out and buy the biggest, baddest bulbs they can fit in their housings and go on Amazon and buy crazy crap. Or you get people, back in the day when I was growing up, is the people that would change their own headlights and not realize what they were doing and mess with the adjustment screws. And instead of the screws for the bulbs and stuff like that. And so then they get lights pointing up in the air. And it's a mess. It's a mess. Even some of the snowplow lights are not adjusted properly. Those guys blind you now and then because they don't have their snowplow lights set up properly. So, yeah. Yeah, so on Plum Valley, I was driving behind a guy, a private snowplowing guy, and he had his yellow flashes on the whole time going down the road when he wasn't plowing. So make it hard for people to see while you're just going down the road, stuff like that. It's stupid.
Yeah. I don't get it. I will never understand it. The other thing is what you're technically not really supposed to have. If you're not actively plowing, you're not really supposed to have that flashy dude on. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a friend in Colorado, and his famous saying is, you really got to stop putting those warnings on the top two rungs of the ladders.
Yeah. Darwinism at its finest.
Oh, well. Well, hey, I'm heading down the big hill here, and look forward to getting your information. Do stay in touch, and I'll do the same. Have a good one. JI7QMD. I'm gonna relax and drink my coffee. Have a good ride down to Manistee.
I didn't catch the end of that, but I had a quick phone call there. But 7-3, Rick. Be in touch. NATMH Mobile, Benzonia. NATMH Mobile, Manistee County.
QMD Mobile. Say it again.
W.
This is KI7QMD Mobile station calling. I can only hear a word or two of your transmission. Over.
There's WG8W. So I don't know why, what's going on here, but I'll see if I can turn my amplifier on.
Well, you sound much better, Rod. How are you?
talking with my amplifier on now. I need an amplifier to work a repeater that's only 12 miles away. That's weird.
Before the repeater was even up, so it was clipping the beginning of your transmission. NACO made it mobile.
But the repeaters, or I don't know, my radio couldn't be. I mean, I'm showing power out. Okay, well, I'm going to get out of here. 73, 8W.
73, KI7, QMD Mobile, and sounds like you're still hitting the repeater down there in the south. Heck, I don't know why I have such a hard time remembering your name, KI7, QMD Mobile.
Yeah, that's right, Kenny. Just falling into Manistee, so I'm probably going to lose it here, so.
Pretty scratchy. KS7 QMD Mobile. Drake, that's it. Have a good one.
Switched over to a different repeater. I'm on a 145.19 now. So what's happening with this one?
Hey, you sound pretty good on this one. What, were you on the 74 before?
Yeah, I was on the 146.74, and that's only like 12 miles from me. And I used to be able to bring it up with a HT without even no antenna on the HT, but no, it's weird. I don't know what's going on with that one.
Hey, there was nothing wrong with your signal, Rod. You were just talking before...
I'm not that good at those things. I just drive down the road with my little mobile rig and chat around a bit, you know? So, but, how are you doing, Rod? Been a while.
Well, I've been doing okay. Been deer hunting. I was going to go out today, but I just don't feel I have enough energy to get out there in the woods today. So I'm going to just go back in the house and get my lazy boy and maybe take another nap or something. But... I know, somebody keeps coming in there with us there, but I can't understand his audio was all broke up with the signal there, so. Who else was in there? Is there some information about the 7-4, or what's going on?
No, so that was Drake, NADMH. He's down in Manistee on the link system. We lost him. He was getting into a... bad staticky area. He's mobile also, but I think he was saying that there was some kind of a delay going on, and or I don't know, you were talking before the repeater was booted up or something like that. I don't know. It was a little scratchy, but he being on the 7-4 might have had something to do with it. Maybe there's a delay in the link.
Well, I'm not aware of how to account for the delay, because when I hear the repeater beep, that means it's okay to talk. So I have to wait for a second beep or something. I don't know. I used to monitor the 7-4 all the time, but since I've been having so much trouble with it, I've been using this one at 145.19. I don't know where it's located.
19 is up on the hill that is, I think it's north of Petoskey. There's a bunch of towers up there. I forget what that area is called. My memory doesn't serve me too well, but there's like three or four big towers up north of Petoskey, and the 19 is up in there. That dirt road you have to drive through to get there.
Dutchmanville? That's where the 6-8 used to be, and it's not working anymore. The 146-68 is dead.
No, north of Petoskey. Maybe it would be east, northeast, or east of Petoskey, maybe, because I'm directionally challenged. How's that? But there's a ridge. If you're up near the Home Depot in Petoskey, and you look in the opposite direction of the Home Depot from 131, there's a ridge out there, and there's three or four towers out there. That's where the 19 is. Yeah, the latest update on the 6-8 is the coax was flooded with water, and they need to get a new feed line and a new antenna up, or a new feed line or something like that. So last I heard, they're maybe thinking about doing something temporary until they could get out there in the spring.
Okay, well, Stutzmanville is located north of Petoskey. That's north of Harbor Springs, actually. So, anyhow, all right, well, thanks for that info, Eric. I didn't realize that was the problem with the 6-8, so, but I just can't figure out what the deal is with the 7-4, so I like that repeater because it's so close, you know, but this one works better. So I've been monitoring here. I was on HF, heard some people talking. May have been you. I had to turn the volume down because I was getting distracted with, I was on 40 meters with a group there. So, but anyhow, I'm all done on HF for the morning. So unless I come back out around 11 o'clock or so, I might get on midcars. But we'll see what happens there the rest of the day. Now, I was supposed to get 2 to 4 more inches of snow. I didn't want it, but that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, it seems like it's nothing but snow lately. Yeah, so I guess that repeater's east of Petoskey. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Like I said, I get all confused when I come up this way, which way is north and south and all that crap. But so maybe you call it east. There's a ridge out there. There's a name for it. But there's a bunch of towers out there. If you're up near the Meijer or the Home Depot in Petoskey, and if you're standing in the road and face towards Myers, there's a ridge out behind there, and you can see those towers out there. So they're probably closer than the 7-4 to your place. You're in the river zone out there, aren't you?
Rick, no, it's not closer. I know what you're talking about. I've seen the antenna towers there on that ridge out there. And we go to Petoskey quite often, ball water, Home Depot, and stuff like that, you know. So anyhow, 146.74, it's just north of me, not even 12 miles, probably about 8 miles away to Bird Flies.
Okay, not knowing exactly where you're at, but that 19, I can pick it up just north of Mancelona when I'm coming up to 131, and it comes in pretty good when I get into Charlevoix, coming up to 31. So it's got a good range on it.
Oh, yeah, and I get a good signal on it here. I don't have to use a preamp or nothing. I do have the amplifier on. I'm going to turn it off and let me see if my signal still comes in nice. I'm just on rig power here. I'm running, 5 watts. I'm on the next power level up. I'm running 10 watts here.
Yeah, I can't tell much of a difference with or without the amplifier. Sounds pretty good.
It was 170 watts. I don't need to burn up that much electricity, I guess. But let's see, it's on the, I got three power levels, 5, 10, and 50. So let me adjust that. Okay, that's 5 watts. 5 watts right now, WGAW.
Yep, loud and clear, 5 watts, yeah. You can save all that power. You're picking up the 1.9 beautifully.
Yeah, I know, I like to run 5 watts. I got the medium power now. It should be about 10 watts, I think. Let's see, I'm looking at the watt meter. Yeah, it's showing almost 12 watts.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, maybe try the 7.4 again, because 7.4 is linked to the 1.9, and you know, that might be the delay. I was getting a delay or something like that, and only hearing a couple words from that link. Maybe the link is slow. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Drake about that. He's got that whole system, you know, pretty much in his head. So, but anyway, yeah, I went up when they first moved the 1.9 up into that tower or that area. I went up help do some wiring up there, help install it. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's why you know exactly where it is. If you help with it. That's cool. Well, anyhow. Oh, boy. Yeah, I did get a spike on, let's see, a deer on, opening day was Saturday, but a week later on Saturday, the Saturday is the 15th, so it'll be 22nd, I got a spike horn, and I took them into the processor on the 24th, and I'm still waiting for them to call me and come pick it up. So, they had a whole mess of animals there to butcher. But anyhow, I guess I'm going to get out of here, Rick. So, have a good day, and thanks for the chat. Nice talking to you again there. And I'll probably keep checking on the 7.4, but this is probably going to be my mainstay from now on, anyhow, for a while until they get things doctored up over there.
Sounds good, Rod. Yeah, glad you get some deer meat coming. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that I could take you somewhere, but it's really hard for me to tell you how to get there. So, anyway, hey, you have a great day, great week. If I don't talk to you, 73, sir, KI7, QMD, back to listening.
All right, 73 mobile safe out there, WGAW out.
NATMH mobile.
NATMH, K8RDV.
NATMH mobile, Traverse City.
NATZZ. KE8RDV mobile.
KF8ENF.